Greetings, this is Nigeria Anderson, and you're on UrbanBuzzMag.com, and I have Curtis Nelson, Executive Director of Sesame Flyer International. Curtis, tell us a little bit about what you do.
Good afternoon, Nigeria. Thank you for having me on your show.
You're more than welcome.
I am the Executive Director of Sesame Flyers International. Mm-hmm. That means I oversee a nonprofit. I report to a wonderful board of directors that challenges me with making sure that our mission and our vision, providing youth services to the community, is accomplished. It would entail everything.
Right. And you guys are based in Brooklyn, correct?
Correct. Well, yeah. We're based in Brooklyn. And matter of fact, you know, since we've flown, let me tell you how the name came about. So
okay.
You understand this. Sesame Flyers International, we're celebrating our 36th anniversary, our 36th year existing as an organization.
Wow.
But the... the vision of the founder of the Sesame Flyers, they were originally from Trinidad, and Trinidad and Tobago, and there was a street down the block where all the kids used to play on back in the 60s. And the founder, Mr. Joseph Charles, wanted to recreate that street. And they used to call that, the nickname of the street down the block, Sesame Street, from the television show. And so when they migrated to New York, him and his family and friends, they wanted to make sure they recreated that sense of heritage so that they don't forget where they were from. And so they founded Sesame Flyers because they would fly back and forth between Trinidad and New York at least once a year. They used to go down to Trinidad Carnival. And they wanted to make sure that the kids up here appreciated their culture back home. And so Sesame Flyers International was born.
Okay. You have after-school programs that you're involved with, and that's something I haven't even heard of since the 70s, after-school program.
We provide development services to the community, youth and cultural development to the community. So we run community centers out of schools. That's our primary focus. We have two beacon programs. They're school-based community centers, one in Canarsie at IS 68 and one at Winthrop. It used to be IS 232. And they're year-round programs that offer after-school evening and weekend programs to the community. So we have after-school tutorial homework. We have steel band. We have Afro-Caribbean dance. You know, we have a whole host of after-school and evening programs, computer classes, et cetera, that the community can get involved with. So that's primarily what we do. We have five different schools at some point. One of the other schools is another school in Canarsie, 211. We're in PS 269, and we were in PS 244 some time ago. So we are providing after-school evening and weekend programs to the community via community centers in the schools. And also, we have a home base. We have a building on Church Avenue, which is our original community center. Mm. And here we have a whole host of community activities. And this was the first community center that we've had.
Right.
So this serves as not only as our headquarters and our administrative offices, but the site where we have our community center. So we have daddy programs where we have tutorials here. We have math, reading. We also have our steel band here. We have dance here. We have all the rest of the things that we have in the other programs, but just at a small scale. We've been in this building since 1985, let's say.
Wow.
We've been here for quite some time, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now tell me, because, you know, we're talking 1985 to 2019. Tell me some of the dynamics you've witnessed as an agency trying to provide services to the youth and family. Because I know, like, now the big thing is bullying with kids and this high suicide rate from bullying, parents' involvement in programs like yourself. I know I worked with a program with children, and I started in 2012, and it was a major difference that I've seen in relationships, trying to get the community involved. But if you can just share with me what the trials and tribulations are, so we can figure this out to get more people involved.
Well, Nigeria, I mean, I don't know if we have enough time to get through all the problems.
I do.
But we've had a lot of trials and tribulations that we've had to overcome throughout those 6 years within the agency. And Sesame Flies 36 years ago is not the same Sesame Flies that it is right now.
Right.
Right now, we won an award to provide 550-some youth employment jobs to the community. So our teens and youth have an opportunity to get training and employment opportunities for them this summer. Mm-hmm. This is a big undertaking. Last year, we had 200 kids. This year, we doubled it. You know, we were successful in our application for expand that program, and we'll be serving 350 teenagers from 16 through 24 and 200 teenagers from 14 to 15. And we have to provide jobs for them for this summer.
Mm-hmm.
And these jobs mean a lot for these kids. They really give these kids their first job training and experience.
Right.
By the fact, we have some kids now, but not kids anymore, that have been with us since their first job as dual summer youth employment program. One of them, which is one of our directors here, started with us when she was 14, 16 years old. And I mean, they've been back and forth, but they've grown and come to run programs in our community center.
Wow.
So we have a few, that's have an impact on the young people and how they live their lives. We also have a foster care prevention program, as you say, suicide rates. We counsel families and make sure that any kids who are at risk of neglect or abuse or any kind of issues. We have social workers on staff. We have a staff of 5 social workers, preventive director, who direct support services to the community through counseling service and referral service. So we have relationship with homeless shelters, with support, government support services, mental health, hospital. We really try to make sure that we have all type of wraparound services for community, from jobs to recreation to counseling services.
Right.
And over the years, that capacity has grown tremendously. So we, some of these services, it's like the Summer Youth Employment Program, we haven't had that. I mean, this is a relatively new assessment class. But prior to that, we didn't directly manage that service. It was managed through another agency that we worked with to get the kids. But right now, we're on the grind looking for 500 jobs for these summer youth kids to get them off the streets and get some job experience and get their careers going from young.
Right. Are you able to affiliate with corporate America or community stores in the neighborhood for jobs?
Yeah, that's a challenge. We're actually in the process right now of cultivating those relationships with corporate America,
mm-hmm.
with other nonprofits, and with other public facilities and some private corporations as well, too, site these kids so we can develop slots for these kids to go and work. I mean, they're going to be working within these private and nonprofit and these government institutions under supervision. They're going to be providing them with manpower, so to speak.
Right.
But at the same time, these corporations, get help.
Right,
they get
right.
a chance to get work done. So this is a wonderful opportunity for them that was spearheaded by the mayor, and our former city council person, Jemani Williams, for it, so that agencies such as like ourselves can, do more for the young people in the community to get them out of trouble and get them engaged and mm-hmm. make sure that they are on a positive track for life.
Right. You also look for volunteers. Tell people how they can volunteer.
Well, we have all type of volunteer opportunities, within the agency. Certainly at the community centers, you can just walk right in, and say that you want to volunteer, or you can email us at info@despyflyers.org, and let us know what your specialty or your interest is, and we will place you in any one of the programs, even from the main office to any one of the sites, or we have other activities that we're involved with. We're involved with the cancer walk and certain, all type of things. One of the big things people want to volunteer with, I failed to mention, is our Labor Day activities.
Right.
Every Labor Day, I transform our headquarters into what we call a mass camp, where we have costumes on display. We outfit anywhere between, a few hundred to a thousand, let's say, to join these costumes and parade. And this year and last year, we do something very special in that we have our costume wearers choreograph so that the dances are much more organized and they reflect some of the traditional dances and they even intertwine, the soca dance in our choreography so that it looks much more organized and it's much more marketable so that corporations, when we do ask them for support, they can relate to our culture in a way that they see it's not just folks are just having a good time and,
right.
and So and this year we have a better strategy of contacting and involving corporations so that they're involved in our fundraising efforts for the agency. Getting back to something like the some youth employment, because the city relies on nonprofits like ourselves to run these programs, there is a certain amount of sweat equity or skin in the game. So for every dollar that we have to spend on these programs, like the some youth employment program, we have to raise 20 cents. And that's just part of the formula of making it work. You know, they're not going to give us 100% of what it is it's going to take to get this done. You know, they rely on us to be able to do it much less expensive than the city does, but they also rely on us to be able to raise funds to do it. So the challenge is that we have to raise, you know, for in this instance, you know, we have a $277,000 contract this year provide these type of jobs for these kids. However, out of that, if we don't raise 20% of it, you know, we're not going to be successful because it's going to cost much more, and $300,000 plus, for us to be able to effectively execute, you know, these programs. We have to hire folks, we have to train folks, and we have to help them, show them how to monitor and supervise these young people. Mm-hmm. And so the bureaucracy and the paperwork of, you know, city contracting is just part of the challenge. You know, we may not be getting paid from the city from this, you know, until maybe September, October. That's typically how it runs. So in the meantime, we have to raise the funds ourselves to make it happen. Of course, you know, you're guaranteed to get your money back once you have a contract.
Right.
But the contracting process has been, you know, very challenging. You know, we've seen many agencies that have to come to that contracting process, is large and small. We've gone through some, you know, been back with trials and tribulations. We've been through, you know, really tough times, especially after the economic crisis, where corporations weren't giving as much, foundations weren't giving as much. But we were still committed to providing these programs to the community. And so we saw large corporations such as FEGS, which was a $200 million nonprofit, close the doors.
Wow.
So we're very fortunate to be the innovators and find ways of still making things happen when the city has, you know, its own bureaucracy and red tape to go through to get the funding through to us. So our strategy of reaching out to corporations and individuals to help with that regard, because typically our community is not familiar with that type of support.
Right.
You know, the community and the local businesses, you know, we need to reorient them on what donations mean.
Exactly.
They don't really understand it. They're typically, you know, what do I get? You know, they look at, you know, I give you money, what am I getting?
Right.
You know, besides the exposure and the appreciation that you're helping your community, that's it. We want to know that you're a partner with us helping, you know, these young folks get a job, a head start on life. So we need to reorient the corporations and folks and let them know that that is the benefit. That's the prize, that you're invested in our young people, you're invested in our community. And the benefit is that we have, you know, a much more robust community that is not struggling, you know, just to survive.
Man, Curtis, you really, really nailed that on the head. Tell people how they can donate and where they can give to help in assisting finance with your organization.
Oh, well, I mean, we've gone through quite a few different ways of getting folks to donate. You know, back in the day, 35 years ago, we used to partner with party promoters and have parties. And matter of fact, parties helped us pay for this building.
You know, right.
You know, that's how we got the funding to buy this building. But that doesn't work anymore. It's not an effective way, you know, to raise the kind of money we need to raise to do what we do. So we have moved more toward fundraisers that are much more acceptable to corporations and individuals.
Right.
So this June 8th, we are having our first cultural gala. We are launching Caribbean Heritage Month, mm-hmm. you know, with a gala where we're going to showcase our costumes for Labor Day, showcase our drummers, etc., and our dancers, our vision dancers.
Mm-hmm.
On June 8th at the Marine Park Golf Course, we're going to be on the golf course, inside, of course. We're going to have a big stage so we'll be able to showcase Caribbean culture within the agency. So we have a website, www.sesameflyers.org, and we certainly have a big donation button. You know, to donate. We work with New York Charities as our donation manager so that folks get an automatic tax-deductible letter sent to them at the end of the year so that they understand that their donations, you know, is something that they can benefit from, again, you know, as part of a tax write-off, a charity that the U.S. government recognizes. We do have our 501(c).
Right.
And that allows us and folks who donate to us to get a charitable benefit when they do make donations to us. That's how you do it.
Yeah. I mean, and it's important. I'm glad that we're speaking, because this is a issue that's very near and dear to me. I love youth. I used to teach Sunday school at my church, and I know the importance of shaping the mind of children and the youth and organizations like yours. And I hate that we are actually struggling to fund programs like this to get our kids from off the street, from being solicited by gangs, drug activity, and every ill, evil thing that is at their whim, at any corner they turn. They can, you know, the young girl who's coming home from school in the middle of a shootout running for her life. It hurts me that it's like we gotta beg. These are your kids. You know, these are our children. Like, it takes a village to raise a child. So it's like we really have to get better with funding organizations that are in our community that's doing the work. And it's not like you don't have a reputation. You're celebrating 36 years. It's not like you're some pop-up. Again, with the 501c3 and the city money and people donating, a bill was passed where now it's like, I think it's $10,000 you get to write off now. So then that limits some of the major corporation giving, because then pretty much that's going to be their baseline of giving, because they can only write that much off. So when the city and the politics are going through their situations, it's the inner city that suffers. And I just want our mindsets to get a hold of that. You know, you have the Red Cross and all these major organizations, and I'm happy for them. But let's not forget those who are at the front line within our own community. I know, I just went on a rant, right?
That's okay, but you know, you're preaching to the converted. I mean, you're absolutely right. We're in a fight together, Nigeria.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
This, I mean, and I have to say fight.
You know, yeah, what I'm saying. That's why I wanted to speak with you.
Yeah, I have to say fight, because it is challenging, mm-hmm. you know, because, you know, we are doing this out of love.
Right.
You know, we do this out of love for our community, love for our kids. You know, as a matter of fact, that is the motto of our organization.
Right.
Love
right.
a kid today, every day. Love right. a kid today, every day is, you know, what binds us together, in that, you know, this is our mission. You know,
right.
you know, we strive to make sure that we can show the love by action, not just by words.
Exactly.
But, you know, going out there and taking on the powers that be to make sure that our voices are heard, and that, you know, there's action behind what we need for our community.
Right.
And so, you know, we have a vision to make all this happen. Matter of fact, that's our theme this for Labor Day. We want to make sure that we have a positive message for folks, so that folks are inspired by, you know, what we do. As a matter of fact, I have a quote from Nelson Mandela, who says, "Action without vision is only passing time."
Right.
Vision
right.
without action is merely daydreaming. But vision with action can change the world.
Amen
and
to
so
that.
That's the direction that we want to head, and we want to make sure that folks understand how powerful visions are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that, you know, there were the visions of our founders that got us here today. You know, they saw that there was a need for organizations like this to make sure that our young people have a voice,
exactly.
and a vehicle, you know, so that they could move through the atmosphere of all these negative challenges, all these negative things that affect our community, you know, and make it and be successful, you know, and be successful individuals in life, and bring back, in like as with some of the folks who've gone through our Summit Eastern program, bring back the expertise that they've learned through life right back here in Sesame Flyers, and redevelop it into helping young people, you know, take that positive path with us.
Right. And I mean, not only are you incorporating the youth, you also have like family sports day and just bringing the family together. And that's important, because everybody's so busy and everybody's all on these devices that you forget to socialize. You forget to come out and have fun. You forget to, you know, and you're creating a safe space. And that's what we need. We need more safe spaces for everyone to feel free to go and enjoy a day. You know, it's hard to even go to the park. You know, you got to go and be aware. And again, like I said, I'm speaking about the inner city. I'm talking about the brown people that are being affected daily by the police, by everybody. Everything is affecting our youth. and is so important that people get involved with Sesame Flyer International's organization. I want you guys to give. I want you to volunteer. I want you to become a part of it. And all the information is on the post. And is there anything else you want to say, Curtis?
Yeah, Nigeria. Look, we're very fortunate that that we have the leadership that I've been able to provide, along with our board of directors, our chairman Raymond Luke, you know, and all the staff and members and volunteers, mm-hmm. you know, that have saw that we can make a difference in this community. So we are committed to making sure that our young people in our community, especially our families, and you hit the nail on the head a few minutes ago, and that Sesame Flyer is known for family-oriented type activity.
Right.
You know, where we try to involve, you know, not just the young people, but mm-hmm. their families,
mm-hmm.
their mothers, their fathers, whoever they may be, there or not there, you know, in these activities, so that, you know, we move ahead as a family, the community, and as a people.
Yeah, I mean, you can buy $100 sneakers. I'm sure you can donate $100 to Sesame Flyers International to continue their great work within the community. I want our mindsets to change, and I'm a true advocate, excuse me, for organizations like Sesame Flyers International. And I am grateful to be able to have a media platform to say, come on, guys, get involved. And I'm not behind anything that I haven't researched myself or willing to take part in. Everybody knows that about me. So I want everyone to really, you know, think about where your dollars are going, you know. And we want your kids to dress nice, but we also want them to be able to have a job, and we want them to have the skills, talents, and abilities to be great, to be the next Zuckerberg. You know, they have Silicon Valley, and everyone pours into money for their children. And I'm going to keep it right there. Their children and their communities, we have to start rebuilding and putting back in our communities. Otherwise, I mean, you know, I can go on and on about NYCHA and just the trials and tribulations we go through in urban, urban communities. So when there's a light beaming, guys, you know, let's be attracted to that light that's doing the work. That's really doing the work, and get behind it. And it'll just take one, you know, one by one. And then we can, you know, just call it a day and say, here, we're doing it, you know, and stop depending on the people outside to look at us and feel sorry and say, oh, we're going to help you, because I'm promising you, with our new president, we're in suspect. That's all I'm going to say.
Well, thank you, Nigeria, for giving us this opportunity, this platform to,
yeah,
you know, to
no
say
worries.
Our say about, you know, what we do in the community and what we can do together.
Yes.
You know, I appreciate the opportunity.
Well, you know, this is what where Key Players comes in, because I love saying it and I'll keep saying it. We are where key players speak, and we love our key players because they're definitely doing the work. And so it's my honor and my pleasure to, you know, provide the platform.
Thank you.
You are more than welcome.